Washington.
Well, as we heard there from Ari Fleischer, the White House continues to believe that al-Qaeda has been significantly weakened, but many experts are reassessing just how much damage has really been done to the terrorist network. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The progress in the fight against al-Qaeda seems substantial. The war against the Taliban in Afghanistan had destroyed al-Qaeda's operational and training base. Some 3,000 individuals who had been trained in Afghanistan were under arrest around the world. Several key senior al-Qaeda planners had been taken into American custody in the past few months. But, says Bruce Hoffman, an expert on terrorism at the RAND Corporation, it hasn't been enough.
Probably the best trained and most determined elements in al-Qaeda are still out there.
Hoffman believes that the most capable of al-Qaeda's leaders came from Egypt, from a group called the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, when, led by Ayman Zawahiri, it joined with Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda in the 1990s. Both bin Laden and Zawahiri are still at large, and there is increased intelligence chatter about the possibility of more attacks. Bruce Hoffman believes the group's new military commander is Saif al-Adl, a highly capable figure, he says.
Saif al-Adl, who's again one of the EIJ cadre, who in fact was trained as a special operations officer in the Egyptian army, has emerged as a very important player.
Some U.S. officials believe al-Adl is operating out of Iran, along with several other now senior al-Qaeda officials, possibly with one of bin Laden's sons, Saad. It is not clear if the government of Iran may be harboring these figures, and there's not total agreement within the Bush administration that al-Adl is even there. What is clear, says Bruce Hoffman, is that al-Qaeda is still hatching plots and carrying out significant attacks, either organized centrally or through local groups.
After the military operations in Afghanistan, after the defeat of al-Qaeda and the Taliban there, I think we wanted to believe, perhaps more than the facts warranted, that these people had been dispersed and spread throughout the world and that there was no unified command structure. Rather, we heard constantly about the franchise operation or autonomous cells. I think what's becoming increasingly obvious is that whether it's Pakistan or whether it's Saif al-Adl operating out of Iran, there still is more of a central command structure left intact in al-Qaeda than we had previously imagined.
Nevertheless, there is no indication from the Bush administration that these recent attacks will change how the United States pursues the fight against terrorism. President Bush said yesterday that the U.S. is making progress, but that the war on terrorism is far from over.
I mean, we are slowly but surely dismantling the al-Qaeda operational network. But we've got a lot of work to do, which means we've got to continue to work together to share information, cut off money, share intelligence, and hunt these people down and get them before they get us.
Some experts on terrorism believe the American public has been misled into thinking that more progress has been made than is actually the case. Brian Jenkins, a longtime analyst of terrorist movements, called the war on terrorism a misnomer. Jenkins says winning battles and making arrests and killing members of al-Qaeda are important, but that leaves a false sense among the public of how terrorism will be defeated.
Whatever successes we have in destroying al-Qaeda, whatever the fate is of Osama bin Laden, the terrorism that represents Muslim unrest and aggressive jihadism is going to remain a significant force in Europe, in Asia, in the Middle East for many years to come.
Some experts argue that the U.S. may have even misunderstood the nature of the terrorist threat. Philip Wilcox, former State Department counterterrorism director, believes it is a mistake to attribute all attacks to al-Qaeda or to bin Laden himself.
Al-Qaeda is very much alive and operational and therefore a continued menace to the United States. But the threat is broader than al-Qaeda, and I think it's a mistake to look at terrorism strictly in terms of the al-Qaeda organization. It's a broader animus, it's an ideology, and therefore an even more difficult target for us to try to counter.
Experts are divided on whether the Saudi and Moroccan bombings are in retaliation for the U.S. war in Iraq. But Philip Wilcox argues that the U.S. needs to look at its own policies in the Middle East if it is to have real success in the long run.
Coming on the heels of the U.S. Military campaign in Iraq, I think perhaps this is a result of that. There is also a pervasive and continuing disappointment and anger and hostility against the United States for what is perceived to be our failure to aggressively deal with the Israeli-Palestinian problem.
The Bush administration implicitly recognized this when it announced that it would remove most of the few thousand American troops from Saudi Arabia later this summer. It remains to be seen if the administration is strongly committed to the new roadmap to peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.